Monday, Wednesday. We reached the midpoint of the week. It is May 5th. Tomorrow would be a good day if you're going to your favorite Mexican restaurant, just like if you're going to your favorite Irish pub. March 18th is a really good day. It is Cinco de Mayo, and we are at the ballpark, 12:05, first pitch. Storm Chasers and the St. Paul Saints, the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, for the first time in 610 days last night. The Storm Chasers were back. Everybody was happy. They were happy with the result. The weather was nice. Just something about being back at a ballpark and you get to see all your friends that you haven't seen for a while and the camaraderie. And the Storm Chasers are a really good team. So if you would like to come out here today, you want to play hooky from work, just stop in here first. Don't go to the ticket office. Come into the Stormfront store, or actually come through the Sarpy County Tourism Office, and we got four tickets to give you for today's game. Or if you can't go today, we've got four tickets for tomorrow's game or on Sunday's game. All you have to do is stop by here out at Warner Park. We're here until 2. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Scott Shanley will join us. Maybe he has a feel on what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. There is new drama today that Aaron Rodgers rejected an offer to be the top-paid quarterback and that he mocked the GM. What is going on and what is right and what is not right in what is being said about Aaron Rodgers? But Scott Shanley will join us to try and sift through that and some other things that are left over from the draft. Plus, it is Wednesday. It coincides with us being at the ballpark. So this is just, George, Mike, just get off the rails. It is Mailbag Day, where you have a chance to win a gift card from Oscar's Pizza and Wings. All you have to do is submit a question into the mailbag. That's the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. Direct your mailbag questions to George at 1620thezone.com. And then Parker Gabriel will get his thoughts after the spring game. We will talk another aspect of Nebraska football that we have not spent a lot of time on, which is rare in the spring that we don't talk a lot about the offensive line. Well, now it's not time to talk about the offensive line that I think desperately would like to be the identity of the 21 football team. But what position group right now at Nebraska best represents the identity of the football program? Back in the heydays, it was tough, it was physical, it was setting the tone. The offensive line was the identity. Who is the identity right now of this football program? What position group? And can it be the offensive line? We'll get into that as we roll till 2, live from Warner Park. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.